Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Let's talk about the cost of the state capture report. Was it worth it? Davie Roet is the chief economist at the Efficient Group. He joins us this morning. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm very good. Thank you very much.
Very good. So, first of all, what did the state capture report cost us?
Well, we're not 100% sure, but according to reports, the total cost of this Zondo Commission it's already in excess of a billion rand. Now, a billion rand is a huge amount of money. It's just 1,000 million rand. And the total cost it's not all of that. We probably will have to spend some more money on that. But the real cost, I think, is coming when the prosecuting authorities, they start doing their job because of the results of this report. But so far, we, the taxpayers, we've paid more than a billion rand for the report up to now.
A billion rand, which is just a staggering number, if you think about what could be done with that money. But on the other hand, if you think about the amount of money that was lost and the country that was destroyed, how do you weigh this up if something like that is worth it or not?
Yeah, that is exactly the point. I think it's very important for a democracy like South Africa to have transparency when it comes to the matters of the state. We are the taxpayers. We pay huge amounts of money to the state, and the state is supposed to spend this money for us, for the people of South Africa. And I think although this is costing us a huge amount of money, it is investigating something that costs us much, much more. And some economists are estimating that the total cost of state capture was in excess of a trillion rand, and that's 1,000 billion rand. So this is actually a small amount of money to pay to get more clarity on what happened to that other hundreds of billions of rands that disappeared. So for a democracy, I think something like this is very, very important. But equally important for a democracy is that now that we have this information, and much of this information is not really new information, but now that we have it official, because the Zondo Commission is pretty much like a court, and now that this information has become official, and there are many people that have been indicated and implicated, the next step is equally and crucially important, and is that something must happen now. Some of these people must end up in orange overalls, and it the public must know, and a taxpayer must know that people that were in the wrong, that things will happen to them, and they will eventually have to pay for what they've done to this country. And the damage that has been done to this country has been absolutely immense, and it was absolutely horrible. And that's why we've had an increase in levels of unemployment and poverty and everything that goes with this. The past 10 years, in fact, longer than that, was a real horrible time for South Africa and the South African economy.
The problem is that if nothing is done, then all you do is add that billion rand to the cost of corruption in the country. In fact, a friend of mine, and I've mentioned this on air a number of times, a friend of mine keeps saying during the Zondo Commission, I don't know why we're doing this. I think this is worse. Rather, let's not know about it, close the chapter and move on. I don't think we could do that. But the problem is if we spend that money and we don't do anything about it, it just compounds it.
Yes, I think there's, like I've said earlier, is that, you know, much of this information is already was public knowledge.
Out there.
What happened at South African Airways is a very good example. What happened at Eskom was a very, and many other examples as well. And I am also, I must tell you, given the track record of the ANC government, I am not so sure much is going to come from this. Maybe one or two individuals will eventually end up as scapegoats, perhaps somewhere in jail. But the real big fish, I'm really concerned. Are they really going to end up in the orange overalls? Will they really end up in court, and will there really be a process to prosecute them? And I'm just not so sure. I think the ANC and the whole tripartite alliance has become a rotten institution, and it is so entrenched that I can't see how that our people will eventually pay for what they've done to South Africa. And now there are even allegations that some of the judges in South Africa have been part of the so-called cater deployment process of the ANC. We need to be very clear. I think South Africa's problems, and we know what the economic problems and so on, but those are all consequences. The real problem in South Africa is political, and the name of our political problem is called the ANC.
Yeah, and I guess that's the issue, is are lessons even learned from that. One would think that the embarrassment alone during this time would have, during the exposure through the Zondo Commission, would have been absolutely immense. Yeah. It would have, should have been mortifying. And yet one didn't really get that sense.
Yeah. Yeah. On top of the corruption and the incompetence, I think the ANC also has no shame. They simply have no shame. But the tide is certainly turning. We saw what happened in the local elections. I analyze all sort of indices and so on. And I know, for example, there are many indices available, for example, at the World Bank is keeping a couple of indices on South Africa, and confidence in the South African government is at an all-time low. People have stopped donating money to the ANC. So the political tide, without a doubt, is turning. It is turning, and that's a good thing.
Before I let you go, one of our listeners is asking, and I think it's quite a relevant question, is what was the money actually spent on?
Oh, yes. The money was actually spent on things like, for example, lawyers' fees. But not only that, when you get people to come come and talk to the Zondo Commission, they have to get there, they have to stay somewhere, they have to fly, stay in the
Okay. So that covers all of those costs.
But I would say the bulk of the money was spent on lawyers, and as we all know, lawyers can be quite expensive.
All right. That's unfortunately all we do have time for, but it is such a fascinating and important conversation. David Ruart, Chief Economist at Efficient Group, giving us his very, very strong and firm view on the state capture report.